Hi, I'm Al Majoros. I am a three-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Today we're talking to Doreen Puglisi. She is the creator of the Pink Ribbon Program. It's a Pilates program for breast cancer survivors. How are you today, Doreen?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Mel?
Great. I want to jump right in and find out how you were diagnosed and then how you, why you started the Pink Ribbon Program.
Okay. I actually had an odd circumstance of being diagnosed. I went in for a breast reduction surgery. And they send the tissue to the lab for pathology, of course, and that's how they found the breast cancer. So when I went back for my 10-day post-op checkup for the reduction, my plastic surgeon, the poor man, had to give me the news.
Wow.
I know. It was, I mean, that first surgery truly saved my life. It was a very early diagnosis.
Was that because you had back problems or...
Yeah, I mean, it was, very uncomfortable, you know, even like indentations in the, you know, where your straps are.
Right.
Yep. So it was, you know, it was for medical reasons.
Right.
And so once I got the diagnosis, I actually had created the Pink Ribbon Program prior to my getting diagnosed.
Oh, so, the bitter irony, huh?
Yes. So the good thing about that was I understood the whole process. So that
right.
was a blessing. And so I knew I wanted to do the mastectomy, so I had a unilateral mastectomy on the right side,
mm-hmm.
and then reconstruction surgery that followed. And it was that personal process of going through the surgery itself that made me understand how important this program was.
Yes.
Prior to my surgery, I had a small wellness studio, and I was working with some breast cancer survivors. Obviously, that's how I created the program.
Mm-hmm.
But once I went through the process myself, and I used my own program to rehab myself, I realized that it had to be bigger than just the patients I was seeing in my center. It had to be national. And so I created the education program that we have today. So we train Pilates instructors and healthcare professionals, such as physical therapists and occupational therapists, to use this protocol to work with patients so that many more patients are being seen.
Oh, very nice. So when were you diagnosed as well?
I was diagnosed in 2004.
Okay.
And I actually had started the program in 2002. And then in the middle of 2005 is when I started. It took a while to get the whole thing going, you know, the whole mm-hmm. educational program going. So that first year, we probably only trained a handful of people, and it's been growing ever since then, and we have over 500 certified instructors
oh, wow.
throughout the United States as well as other countries. I was invited to go to Australia by the National Breast Cancer Foundation of Australia, and mm-hmm. I trained physical therapists there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Pink Ribbon Program will now be international.
Yeah, so now we can claim ourselves as international.
So what is some of the feedback that some of the survivors have? Like, do you have the same kind of response? I mean, do you feel it has helped you in the same way as other survivors, or what are some of their feedback?
I think everybody's circumstances are different. I mean, you can have two people with the same surgeries and mm-hmm. their outcomes are totally different. But the feedback we get always is that it's such a needed component to an individual patient's recovery, and it's not yet being addressed uniformly by yeah. the medical community.
It's not.
So there's random surgeons that understand the need for rehabilitation for the breast cancer survivor, but there is no uniform standard of care in terms of rehabilitation for this cancer-based patient.
And I know that's one of the parts of survivorship that
yes.
a lot of that people don't touch upon is, you know, that kind of physical therapy and getting back to where you were.
Yeah, and you know, and you might not be exactly where you were before, but
right.
the goal is to get as much, you know, recover as much quality of life as you possibly can. That's the goal.
Right.
And like for me, I'm not what I was prior to my surgery in terms of my mobility of my right arm,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel that there's a limitation to what I can do. Right. I don't, on a daily basis, there's nothing that I feel I can't do. You know, I'm not going to do some extreme sport, but I didn't do that before my surgery either.
Right.
So, you know.
You're not going to do rock climbing or climb Mount Everest or something?
Right. So, you know, our goal, our company goal is obviously to reach as many survivors as possible, but our second goal that's equal to the first goal is to create a standard of care for this patient base so that the hospitals, every breast cancer survivor leaving the hospital should have this rehabilitation protocol given to them, whether it's through physical therapy or through wellness centers or Pilates studios. They need to have a standard in place, and that's not there right now.
I agree. And one of the things that I went through is, you know, I went to the gym, but I noticed that Pilates did a lot more for you than just going to the gym and just working out. Because I had a trainer who was, you know, knew what I went through, and we did some exercises, but Pilates seemed to be more relaxing. And, it, you know, it's a lot like yoga, but it's not.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. If someone hasn't done Pilates, it is kind of hard to explain. It's similar to yoga in terms of the control and the breath and fluidity of movement.
Yes.
But it is a different method of exercise than yoga is.
Yes.
And I think the reason I chose Pilates as the rehab base for this program is that it focuses on full range of motion.
Yes.
And control, of course, and alignment, and integrating movement so that you're not isolating, you're integrating movement through the program. And the one thing that I tell everybody, you know, if they can't find or don't have a pink ribbon certified instructor in their area, the patient has to remember that you have to concentrate on lengthening and before you strengthen the area.
Mm-hmm.
Because with all the surgeries, no matter what they are, the soft tissue and muscle fiber gets very tight and
atrophy.
Dense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and scar tissue develops, of course. And so you have to really lengthen. And, you know, it's not that that Pilates is the only thing. There's many great programs out there. But what we're really trying to accomplish is that the medical community create a standard. And so we have several hospitals throughout the country that have implemented this into their breast cancer health center, which is wonderful. But we're trying to make it a standard.
And I know that's what we're trying to do here in Northern Michigan as well. I'm talking to, of course, my Pilates instructors, Lindis Camp and Jan Tierney Johnson at Pilates Midwest. And I think we're going to be able to get Northern Michigan Hospital involved in that as well.
Oh, that would be great.
Because like I was saying, and what I always, I don't want to say preach, is survivorship is very under, utilized. Usually when you're done with treatment, and I'm sure this, I think it's getting better, but I'm pretty sure
really getting better. I mean, it is in pockets, but on a national level, I know where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2.5 million breast cancer survivors in the United States.
Right.
And that's a wonderful thing in terms of they're surviving.
Yes.
You know, so treatment is better and diagnoses is earlier and all those things are wonderful. But after the surgery and treatment, the patient is left to her own devices.
Yes.
And that's the problem. That's Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So the focus in Western medicine is to get rid of the cancer, and they do that well. But then what happens to these patients, because their quality of life has changed.
Yes.
And that's what survivorship is about.
I agree. when I went back to work, and I wish I had known about this program beforehand, I went back to work and I didn't, as maybe happened to you or a lot of the listeners, I didn't feel like myself or look like myself.
Oh,
my
know.
Hair was, still growing in gray, and it wasn't gray before.
Right.
And, I had long hair, which I'm growing out again. And, I think it would have been different had I gone through the Pink Ribbon program earlier in my survivorship or right after my, getting back to to work. Because I do find that the Pilates helps me to relax more. I wrote a blog about it. As a survivor, it's hard for me to sleep. I mean, I know I'm not the only one out there who has insomnia issues, but it's hard for me to relax.
Yeah, like I know.
My mind, it'll look like I'm calm, but I'll, random thoughts will just like shoot into my head like little tornadoes like I wrote about my blog. And And the Pilates seems to be one of the only things that'll just kind of calm me down.
Yeah. And has it helped your range of, you know, your mobility and?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes, absolutely. And the other good thing about the Pilates class is probably depending upon the studio, it's small and you're so focused on yourself that it's not really one of those things where you're like, oh, I wonder how she's doing.
Right, right. You know? Well, I don't think there's a competitiveness to it. You know, it's a very nurturing environment. I have to tell you a story. I have a master trainer that's in Tennessee, mm-hmm. just outside of Nashville, and she went through the training program and then went back to her YMCA and kind of sold them on the program. And they hesitantly started it up in that Y. And she was so passionate. She's also a survivor herself.
Okay.
That she went out and told the medical community all about what she was doing. And to date, she has seen over 200 survivors.
Wow,
work with them through the program. And she called me just a couple of weeks ago, and she said, Doreen, I just want you to know, this actually still makes me cry. She said, I just want you to know, because I don't really work one-on-one anymore with patients because I'm traveling and training people.
Right.
She said, I just want you to know that every single day I have 10 women come up to me, you know, the women, the breast cancer survivors
right.
she's working with, and hug me and cry and tell me that if it weren't for this program, they don't know where they would be at this moment. And she said, I just want to let you know that because I don't want you to ever forget that the people that you're doing this for are grateful because I don't have that one-on-one connection anymore. I used
right.
to when I had my studio. And I just thought that was so sweet of her because I'd never lose sight of that. I mean, I'm a survivor myself, but, you know, I get focused on where I want to take the program in terms of the medical community. And I just thought that was a wonderful story.
Well, it's true. You have that with me as well. You know, I think I'd be less, like I said, less relaxed and calm if I didn't take the Pilates. And I'm losing weight, which is nice.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, as the survivor goes through the whole process, there's nothing about this that we chose.
Right.
And this is one of the probably the only thing that I know of through the process where you're choosing it and it makes you feel like you have some control.
Yes.
And it obviously helps you physically, but there's such an emotional and psychological well-being that comes with it that is really amazing.
I know.
Because you feel better physically and then you start to feel better mentally.
I know, and it's hard to explain to somebody who hasn't gone through the program about that. You know, it's like, well, you're just laying on a mat and doing stretches.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's a lot more than that. You know, that, I mean, that's what it looks like, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know my instructor, Lynn, always says, knit your ribs.
And you're like, where are my knitting needles? What are you talking about?
I know, what
about?
Are you talking about? I know, seriously. So, and I think one of the other great things about your program is it's free because I know, as myself, a lot of survivors have financial issues as well.
Well, they're offering it. I mean, they're offering it for free.
Okay.
We always tell the facilities that if it's hospital-based, it's free as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is up to the facility and what they are willing to do.
Okay.
Some of our facilities have gotten sponsorships. Some of our facilities have gotten grants from Komen and
nice.
Other breast cancer organizations. So, yeah, sometimes it is for free, but we always ask that they at least deeply discount it because specifically for that reason, because these patients have medical bills that are just mountainous and, and it's, you know, it just is something that to offer back to the community, really.
Right. And it's one less thing you have to think about. Oh, I'm going to Pilates, but now I have to pay for 8 weeks or,
yeah.
you know, at a discount is just awesome.
Yeah. And everybody's been, I mean, I don't, you know, they're not my facilities.
Right.
We've trained these people, and obviously they can do what they want. But I think everybody understands the necessity and the position that the patients are in, and everybody's been really compliant.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So do you have any other stories that you can tell me about any other patients?
I had a patient that I worked with myself, and she was an avid cyclist
mm-hmm.
before her diagnosis, and she went through her surgeries and chemo, and she was really afraid. Like, she couldn't find any information, and she didn't, you know, it took her a good year before she felt decent.
Mm-hmm.
And
I heard that.
Yeah, I know. And so she found us. This is when I still had my studio. And she came in and, you know, we chatted for a while. And I said, listen, I can definitely get you back to cycling again. There's no reason why you can't cycle again. And she was like, I don't know. I said, well, let's just go through. You know, you're going to tell me when you're ready. And you'll be ready at some point. So I worked with her for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 3 months, she came to me and I met her for a session and she said, you know, I'm going to take my bike out. I'm not going to do anything competitive, but I just want to see how I feel. And the next time I saw her, she was bubbling over. She just was ecstatic. She said, it was great. I feel great. I don't feel like have any major issues that I have to worry about, you know. And so and she stayed in my studio. I always say people graduate from the Pink Ribbon program and they segue into mainstream, whatever their fitness of whatever they're
life,
doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, mainstream life. And in another 3 months, she was still a client in my studio, but not Pink Ribbon client.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really aggressively, I don't know if that's the word, but avidly cycling again. She felt great. And I'm talking about 10 mile and 15 mile, like really cycling. That was just wonderful because, I mean, I personally went through it and I know what it's like, but to be able to help others is a remarkable feeling.
And that's the ultimate goal for sure. And that's,
of course,
and that's why I have this podcast too, is, you know, to find programs like yours, you know, and I was lucky enough to go through it. Well, not cancer, but your program. your program, and it has helped me immensely. And, you know, just getting back to what they call the new normal is hard. And for, like I said, for me, survivorship was harder than the treatment. You know,
Mel, that's right. It really is. And it's kind of never ending.
No.
I have to, you know, I'm 6 years out and I'm healthy and everything's great, but I don't want to say every single day because it's not every single day, but there's days that I don't relive the experience, but it changes you.
It does.
And in a way that only another cancer survivor can understand.
It's very profound, exactly. And it doesn't just have to be a breast cancer survivor.
Any cancer patient, And I just think you live that always.
Mm-hmm. I know, and it's not necessarily for people who aren't cancer survivors. It's not necessarily a fear. It's not anything that I can put a finger on.
You know,
If somebody said, well, can you describe it? It's, you know, no.
No, you can't describe it. You know, someone in my training program once, she was in the middle of a radiation treatment, actually, and she's a Pilates instructor, and she pulled me aside. It's a two-day program, and she pulled me aside, and she said, when do you stop thinking about cancer every second of the day? And I said, you know, at that point, I think I was like maybe 2 years out. I said, this is what it was like for me. I probably thought about it every single day, of course, while you're going through it.
Right.
And then maybe 6 months, for 6 months after that, every single day.
Yes.
And then I remember the first time, I think like maybe a whole week went by and it didn't enter my head. And I remember saying, oh my God, a whole week just went by. You know?
Exactly.
And then it was a month and then, you know, and that's kind of how it goes, but it's never gone. And it's not, I look at my experience, and again, mine was an early diagnosis, so it wasn't life threatening.
Right.
I just really feel blessed. One, that I was diagnosed that early, and two, I found my purpose.
No, me too. Mine was diagnosed pretty early, and ironically, play hockey, and I do a lot of. I was doing a lot of lower body work, and then I noticed how flabby my arms were. So I asked the trainer if I could work on the upper body, and he gave me some exercises. And soon after that, the lump appeared. So, I mean, I don't know if that was kind of a catalyst or if that helped, but, you know, I think any kind of exercise helps you out, because the doctor said because I was in such good physical shape, I got through my treatment as, you know, better than they expected. Just because of that, the treatment was harsh, the chemicals. And
No, it definitely, I mean, besides physically, it just mentally makes you stronger, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We need to go out for a drink and talk more.
Yeah. Wait, where are you located?
probably a far drive for a beer.
I know. You'll have your drink in your hand, and I'll have mine in my hand, and we can just chat through it.
There we go. We can Skype it. Awesome.
Yes.
So, Doreen, if people want to get a hold of you for the Pink Ribbon Program, where can they find you on the internet?
Our website is pinkribbonprogram.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a page of all our certified instructors, and it's listed by state. So it's the easiest way to find if the breast cancer survivor has somebody in their area.
Okay.
If they don't, then we also have an exercise manual of the entire protocol.
Right.
Which is with tons and tons of photographs and illustrations, so it's very easy to follow. And we're working on drum roll. I don't want to call it a virtual class because it's webcam, so it's live.
Okay.
So we're going to be working towards having different days and times of the classes, and then the survivor can log in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Join in the class, yeah. And we want to limit it to 6 people per class because then the instructor, initially it'll be me because I want to work through the kinks, but
right.
The instructor can see everybody up on her computer screen, so we want to make sure everyone's correct, because it's not just an exercise class. It is a rehab program.
Exactly.
So we're definitely moving in that direction because, again, you know, not everybody has access to a facility where there's a Pink Ribbon certified instructor, and we're trying to think of different ways to reach as many survivors as we can.
Well, I'm hoping with this podcast we can change that.
Yeah.
And you're also on Facebook as well, right?
Yes, we're on all of them. Facebook, Twitter, tweeting.
everything.
We're everywhere.
Awesome.
And so, I mean, we always are looking for different ways to really reach out to the survivor herself, to the medical community. You know, it's a work in progress. It's an evolution.
Right.
And I know how important this is because I went through it myself. And I, you know, what happened to me was about day 3 post-op, I could take a shower. And I was in the shower. You know, I was going to wash my hair. And I don't know why. I just lost my mind for a moment. I went to raise my right hand over my head. And it was
painful.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It was horrible.
I know.
And I had 2 emotions. One, I couldn't believe how painful it was. And 2, I had no idea. Now, I have this. I'm an exercise physiologist. So, I mean, I know what I need to do to get my body back in shape. But for a moment, I just thought, my God, how am I going to get this mobility back in my arm?
Exactly.
And I realized in that moment that if I had those feelings, and I know about the body, there's so many, obviously, hundreds of thousands of breast cancer patients out there that have no idea what to do.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And that's really when I decided that the program had to be national.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's very inspiring, Doreen.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook, Mel Medeiros. Become a fan of the show, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpowerRadio.com on Facebook. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.